You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey everybody, this is Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. And if you want to get your money's worth, stay right here because you're listening to Knockouts and Three Counts. And remember, everybody's got a price. The Million Dollar Man.
This is Don West here, and I'm telling you, Knockouts and Three Counts is the podcast, baby. Make sure that's the one you check out, because, buddy, like me, they're the real deal, baby.
This is Jake the Snake Roberts. Just let me know. You need to listen to Knockouts and Three Counts, or you'll see that damn snake again.
This is the Ring of Honor World Television Champion, a.k.a. Shane T, boy, the baddest champion you've ever seen, boy. And you're listening to Knockouts and Three Count.
What up, though, everybody? This is Kyle, and you are listening to or watching Knockouts and Three Counts. And as we tried to let you guys know, I mean, we've got a hell of a show in store for you guys. I'm going to be riding solo again this week, but I've got a very special guest. So before I get to our special guest, like you already should know, you can follow me at Detroit Knockout on Twitter and Instagram. Follow the show at KO3CPod on Twitter and Instagram, and Knockouts and Three Counts on YouTube, so you don't miss any of the great interviews with the likes of DDP, MJF, Dean Malenko, and more. Make sure you're checking that out. Without any further ado, we've got Jackson, the Shogun Snow. How you doing, brother man?
Well, well, well. First off, we got to make a correction. It is the Suplex.
Suplex Shogun. Excuse me.
I will give you one more chance to get that correct. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm not trying to get dumped on my neck. Throw out your social media and let them know where they can find you at.
What's up, everybody? It's the Suplex Shogun, Jackson Stone. You can find me on Facebook. Just type in Jackson Stone, my athlete page, pop up. You can find me on YouTube. All fun clips of me suplexing your favorite wrestler on there. You can also find me on Instagram at Jackson_Stone313 and Twitter, Jackson_Stone31. What's up, everybody?
Hey, man. It's first of all, thanks for coming on. We're happy to have you.
Happy to be here.
You know, how you been holding up with all this madness, man? I mean, I'm pretty sure this ain't how you expected things to go after you got your big win on Gut Check.
Well, the Suplex Shogun, Jackson Stone, likes takes things in stride. He rides that river of life, and you know, whatever type of energy that he's getting, he just rides with it. So, yeah, little disappointment. However, there's always opportunity wherever there's disappointment, because for me, I just took this as a time to just get myself sharp. That's all.
So let's talk about that. How are you keeping up with working out right now? What's that looking like since you're obviously the gyms are all closed right now?
Oh, man. We come prepared all the time. We grab kettlebells. We just sling them around. If we can't get kettlebells, we find somebody real quick, wash our hands, and throw them around a few times.
So are you more like traditional bodybuilding type stuff? Do you like CrossFit? Like what's your workout of choice?
Shogun's very much a blend. I enjoy a blend of working out. I akin my workout somewhat to, I would say, Bruce Lee, also mixed with, you have the teachings of Arnold Schwarzenegger. You have also Dorian Yates. You have Tom Platz. You also have all the new gen CrossFitters right now, all their movements. For me, my thing is I want to stay strong in every type of position I'm in. So it doesn't matter if I'm throwing somebody up right now in vertical suplex, or somebody's trying to pin me right now, I just sit up and then I suplex them again. Shogun wants to stay strong in every single situation. So for me, kettlebells, high intensity reps, riding that bike sprints, that's my thing. That's what keeps me going.
Okay, so you've got the name Suplex Shogun. First of all, before I get to my question I was going to ask, tell me how that came about. Like, was wrestling always what the Shogun wanted to do? Was there anything else, you know, maybe in his mind? Or, like, what was it that sparked you and got you into wrestling?
Well, Suplex Shogun, Jackson, has always been a physical individual. Always. From the moment I stepped out the womb, to be honest with you, I started doing judoka at the age of 4. My father,
Ooh, sensei, I like it.
He was my sensei all throughout my adolescence to the times I was in junior high to high school to even some of my collegiate bouts when I was in wrestling. He was there supporting me. And I was fortunate to have a lot of mentors that taught me the ways of grappling and taught me the ways of like just physicality. I mean, I've played rugby when I was in high school, also in college, and of course, football as well. So for me, I've always been just one that wants to have collisions.
So that brings up a great question. So I don't know if you caught the vibe from the stuff we were posting for promo and all those things, but our show also covers MMA as well. We've had the likes of Sam Alvey from the UFC on there, Miles Fury from Bellator, people from Bare Knuckle FC, and all that kind of stuff as well. So you said that you got into judo. You ever messed with jiu-jitsu at all? And what are your thoughts on MMA? Is it something you rock with or?
Shogun has a definite yes for that. I love jiu-jitsu. Jiu-jitsu to me is like the 3D version of what judo is. Not to say, not to take anything from judoka practitioners, but jiu-jitsu is very practical in nature for me, especially what I do. And for me, I've just had one competition, and I played second in that competition. It was at the it was about 2 years ago in Toledo, and I can't wait to get back because honestly, due to wrestling and all the shows picking up, and you know now what the situation we're in, I haven't had an opportunity to really harness or sharpen my skills. But I can't wait to throw that gi back on and just start learning different ways.
So, was the tournament you competed in the Toledo Open?
You know what? I believe it was.
Well, what do you know? I fought in that tournament too.
Hey.
So, full disclosure here. So, the reason why our show covers MMA as well, Devin, who is one of our main hosts on here, he's been to a ton of the UFCs, but I started boxing at the age of 13. I had my first fight at 14. More for me, it was because I grew up with cerebral palsy and Crohn's disease. So I got bullied a lot. Mom got tired of it, put me in a gym in Detroit. You know the rest. Anyway, that turned into fighting, and I got a purple belt in jiu-jitsu myself. So,
hey, there we go. Shout out to Montanage, by the way. Lots of people should know. Lots of people in the jiu-jitsu world, they probably know that name, probably don't. Mike Denage, just saying, shouts out to him. Good friend of mine.
Hey, man, I'm with it. So,
my way.
So you've been making your name around the Detroit scene for a while. I've seen you around at places like XICW. I've seen you backstage at BCWA when we've been there.
Hang on.
I can't forget, man. You tell us about the strap real quick. I don't want to disrespect the gold.
Oh, you know what? I mean, you want that one or do you want this one?
Hell, bring it all in there.
Which one do you want Shogun to talk about for you?
Tell us about all of them. And now that one, actually, the one on your right shoulder, that's from over there in Canada, isn't it?
Correct.
Right. Because I think one of their promoters was talking about having you over there when we were promoting the show. So tell us about the goal, man.
Shouts out to everybody, all the fans of XICW, all the fans of Cross Body Pro Wrestling up in Kitchener, Ontario. We are here right now, and right now I have the XICW Proving Ground Championship and the Crossbody Tag Team Championship. This one I had of the XICW Proving Ground Championship. I have about, man, it's going on almost 3 years, actually.
Jesus.
Almost 3 years. We're in 2.5 for sure, but we're almost reaching that 3-year mark. And I've won it from Jamie Cox. And Jamie Cox is a great mind.
I know Jamie Cox real well.
Yeah. Hard hitting, man. Very, 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 very good mentor also. And but I was fortunate to be the better man that night and capture this title. And I've had it for a while, been defending it. I have the most title defenses, of course, with my suplex Shogun challenge, you know, getting 5 suplexes and then you win. I've pretty much just made this title as important as I can in Michigan, not just in Michigan, but in the Midwest, not just in the Midwest, but in the country.
So that brings me right to my point. You know, I mean, you've really been making your name in the Detroit area for, you know, quite a long time now. You know, as many people know, if you looked at the promo leading up to this show, you know, I mentioned how you just won the Impact Wrestling Gut Check. Tell me about that. So obviously you were doing your thing on the indies, you know, what's that going to look like now that you're over there doing your thing in Impact?
I'm going to get to that real quick, but I'm going to give a quick shout out to Crossbody and also tag team partner Blake.
Past guest of the show, Blake. Blake 182 is a past guest of our show.
Yes, yes. And we will be back soon defending these. Hopefully, we had a great match planned. Great match. Just ready to go against the Dirty Old Vets. But unfortunately, we weren't able to do that. But I know we will get back to it.
Because of the coronavirus.
Corona. But
hey, man, I got nothing but love for Blake. Like I said, he's a past guest of the show. He's hopped on and rapped with us with DBA's son, Malcolm Monroe, as well.
Another good one. Yeah. And, you know, to go on to what you mentioned about Impact Wrestling, I'm very fortunate. I'm thankful for everybody that came out and supported Shogun throughout that journey. And for me, I mean, the moment, like, hold on, just the lead up. You know, the lead up of being back there, seeing everybody doing what you want to be doing, you know, at that level with all these cameras, all these lights all around, you know, you just want to be in that environment all the time. And for you to really to get there, man, I felt so thrilled. But of course, with the circumstances of just as soon as I got back home, it was, hey, you got to stay home. However, again, I've been staying sharp. I've been staying ready. So whenever, the opportunity calls, Shogun will be ready.
So will we still be seeing Shogun all around the Detroit area, even though you're with Impact now?
You will be seeing Shogun around Michigan.
Nice. Nice. Because I checked out a couple of them over at
You never know.
Hey, let us know and we'll definitely have it everywhere you want to see it at KO3CPod.com. Dude, like I said, I mean, we've been to a few of the Border City shows that they've ran over there at the bar over there. Can't spit it out right now. Diamondback. That's it. Diamondback. We went there when we interviewed past guest of the show, Congo Kong, along with Jimmy Jacobs, when we were there for that. So yeah, man, you're definitely in good company over there. What are your thoughts on the overall landscape right now? I mean, obviously we're in an unprecedented time. I mean, nobody's really ever went through anything like this. Obviously, you know, you guys were fortunate enough to have, you know, some TV in the can to where you guys were the only ones for a little while that had, you know, TV that was coming out with fans in the crowd. How do you think things are going to shake out when we make it out of this whole thing?
Oh, people are going to be so ready for wrestling. Like, that's the thing right now. Like, I have no worries about the wrestling industry. Because I know once we get back to it, once people are able to sit down and enjoy a show, I'm sure, I'm positive that wrestling is going to come back full force 10 times. It's almost going to be somewhat of how 2012, 2013 felt, where it was just a jolt of life into wrestling. And I honestly feel that people are just ready to see action. They're ready to see stories. They're ready to see, you know, to see victories and losses. They're ready. So we're here to deliver.
So I'm slacking just a little bit here because I had something that I needed to show the Shogun since the promo pictures that you were kind enough to send us. I meant to go grab some lemonade. So tell me why lemonade happens to be your favorite drink, man. I mean, hot damn.
Is the most righteous of juices. I love it. It's my suplexing fuel. It's the one thing that definitely keeps me pumping. Keep you going. If I'm in any point of the match where I'm just dehydrated, lemonade is the one thing for sure that's going to bring me back so I can just start suplexing again. Think Bobby Boucher, but with suplexes.
Okay, so is it pink lemonade or do you just like straight up regular lemonade? And is it a specific brand?
Straight lemonade for me, but pink lemonade when I want to party sometimes. You know what I mean?
Pink lemonade when I'm feeling frisky. Jesus Christ.
Every night. So... lemonade, blueberry lemonade, raspberry lemonade. You can like a little grape lemonade, but for me, honestly, I like straight.
Hey, man, I'm a fan of the strawberry lemonade myself. But
strawberry lemonade.
Hey, sure. Strawberry lemonade's the hit, especially when you put real strawberries in there, boy. Oh, man. I'll be smashing it.
Hook Shogun up with some straight lemonade. We'll be good friends.
Hey, bro, like I said, next time I see you backstage, I'll have some lemonade for the Shogun.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, we talked a little bit about, you know, you doing your thing with Impact and getting to do the gut check. Can you tell me a little bit about how all that came about, like how you were able to get involved into the tournament, and like what was the experience like for you? Like, were there any like real big nerves for you going into it? Like, just give me a little bit of a background on like how you got there.
Well, I mean, honestly, the whole process was just nerve-wracking. The entire process is it was long. It was very thorough as well, but at the same time, But at the same time for me, it was something that just I never felt so in tune at the same time. You know, it was one of those moments where you train so hard to get to something. And when I finally got there, I'm like, all right, this is the opportunity. Every single moment was like, all right, this is the opportunity. This is the opportunity. This is the opportunity. Because it led to another chapter. And for me, it started with me getting the call saying, hey, you got the okay to try out to get onto the show. And during that time, man, it was a competition. I mean, the competition was crazy the entire time. But walking in, there was 20-plus competitors, and everybody brought their A game, everybody. So, you know, it wasn't no lack. It wasn't any lack of talent, athleticism, anything, character, nothing. But I was fortunate to be one of the few that got picked, that got selected. And during that entire time, man, it was just training constantly, grinding constantly, hitting the ropes constantly, proving yourself constantly. It was nonstop, to be honest with you. Even when the cameras were off, it was still a test, not just physically, but mentally as well. And that's the whole thing. I feel like this entire situation, I came out mentally stronger. I came out mentally sharper. And shouts out to all the competition, especially Tyler Turver, the one of the finalists in the competition as well. Great, great, great wrestler. And that's somebody you won't see less of for sure. But him, Clayton Gaines, Tony Gunn, all those guys, great competitors as well. And everybody beforehand. But for me, I'm fortunate to step on this platform now and make use of it, you know, and be able to make use of it. So, again, thank you to everybody that just showed love during that entire time, because it was some tough days, but we made
it. Whole new crop. I mean, it's a whole new crop of competition for you in a company like Impact, where I really feel like they're trying to, you know, you hear a lot now, especially with companies like AEW and stuff, where you hear like things like they want to be an alternative. They want to be, you know, you want to, I feel like Impact is really different from all the other counterparts. I feel like they're starting to bring in a good blend of both new guys and experienced guys, and then guys like yourself who have been grinding for a while, you know, bringing you in, you know, and then you've got, you know, like you just had that big mass release with WWE, and we've already seen Deonna Purrazzo go over there, and those are only the ones that we've seen. Are there any matches in Impact that stick out to you in particular? And what are your thoughts on the brand as a whole?
Well, honestly, it's a brand that's on its that's definitely showcasing top tier talent. Everybody brings every single show. Everybody brings their game. I love that, and that's one of the reasons why I want to be there for sure, and why everybody want to be there. Honestly, for me, it's match-wise, I mean, going through this, the faces I'm seeing right now, everybody, man, you have so many different people, so many different great competitors, strong competitors. And I've ran into, you know, a few already. And honestly, it's just everybody. Shogun just wants to face everybody. You know, you have every single person there that just brings something special. Some brings something heavy to the ring, and Shogun wants all that.
Hey, man. Shogun wants all the smoke. I ain't got no problem with that.
All of it, man. So, but I know it's going to be an uphill battle, but I'm willing to suplex while I'm going up there. And honestly, it's a consistent battle. It's just about being consistent. That's all.
Hey, man, I like it. So my next question for you is, you know, you mentioned, we talked a little bit about, you know, your judo background and that you're a fan of MMA. Right. What's your thoughts on everything that we've been seeing now that you're getting a lot more frequent fights? Did you watch UFC 250 last weekend?
Hell yeah. Well, what was your favorite fight?
Favorite fight? for me, it was a favorite fight. I didn't really have a favorite one. I guess I would say Garbrandt, a Sun Tzu, although I have to say I really kind of thought, no disrespect to Garbrandt, but I really thought he was going down again.
I did too.
I mean, I bet money on a Sun Tzu. Say that 5 times real fast. I got good. But yeah, man, like I had money on him just because Cody had been on a skid, but damn, talk about haymakers, bro. Good Lord.
Oh, one plant. Just once he planted, bam. Oh, goodness. This beautiful follow through, too.
He damn near killed the man. But beautiful. I mean, I feel like for semantics alone, because it happened at the end of the round, that wins knockout of the night. But oh my God, Sugar Sean O'Malley slept this dude.
Man,
slept this guy. With the
most beautiful hair ever.
Dude, like, I mean, I don't know if back in 6'9 right now might be a good idea, but I mean, hey.
I was about to say, like, I don't know if he's trying to back 6'9 or if he's just trying to make his own fashion statement.
Hey, man, all I know is that dude came in, knocked the shit out of old boy. And you know what's funny? I watched his review after the fight and they were talking about it. He said that he was one of the guys who said that he wanted to be paid fairly well. He goes, yeah, I'm here an extra day after the fight because UFC hit me up, said they wanted to talk business. So, I mean, clearly it worked.
Clearly.
So I don't know, man. I'm interested to see where we go from here, though, because, I mean, with Nunez, who the fuck is left for her to fight?
Oh, she's dominating everybody. But for right now, I was about to say, like, my favorite fight for sure so far has been Francis. That's been my favorite knockout during this entire situation is Francis and Naga.
If we're talking favorite fights that have happened during the whole thing, I'd say when the Chinese girl, Zhang Li, when she won the belt from Joanna, they beat the dog shit out of each other, bro. I mean, all in all, man, it's been good fights. It's interesting to see where everything's going to lay out. Sean O'Malley, I think, is going to be the future, one of the future guys for the UFC. I don't see any stock in Conor retiring. I think that that's just a play to get some more money.
We'll see. That's round two, right? Then he already
retired 3 times in the last 4 years.
Repeat. There you go.
I mean, this guy, for somebody who says he wants nothing to do with wrestling, he's got the wrestling retirement down to a T.
Oh. Yeah.
So the other question I have for you is, so we've got this segment on the show. Mm-hmm. And we call it locker room etiquette. We've had everything from Josh Briggs from Evolve telling everybody to bring their own water bottle, bring their own wrist tape, Congo Kong telling you to wash your balls and keep your girlfriend out the locker room, keep your baby mama out the locker room, all kinds of shit. Don't have shitty gear. And then all the ones everybody's heard. So if you have one pet peeve, one thing that's either advice for a young guy or something that pisses you off or just something that's funny, what would it be?
You know what? I'm going to go for a three-peat on this one. It's going to be one of each. Etiquette wise, I adore the old school ways of the locker room. Like there's that clip of Andre. I don't know if you saw that documentary of Andre.
Yes,
Amber went into the background. He got so pissed. He was like, hey, what are you doing? That is essentially, and I know there's some exceptions to the rule, but that's exactly how I feel. Like Andre had it right. Like, yeah, this is a very sacred area. It's a very particular area. You don't see people walking back into the Pistons or Lions locker room, you know, just saying what's up. So it's just one of those things. I agree. Now, in terms of etiquette advice to new guys, oh man, just talk to everybody. Just talk to every single person you possibly can, and be respectful with it. You know, a lot of people will try to, and there's been issues of me having to tell particular individuals this, of them wanting to tell others about themselves so much that they come off arrogant, they come off self-centered. You know, it's good to get to know the other person. You know, you'll show yourself off soon. You know, they'll ask, but it's good just to get those, you know, little trinkets of lessons from those vets. Ask them, you know, to watch your match. ask them if you can't, hey, watch this real, this little spot I had. What do you think? How do you think I should do it? How do you think I should go about it? That's the type of thing for me. Communication, because a quiet locker room is a very tense locker room. And to me, I feel like it's great to interact with your with the other individuals.
Amen. And I like that.
Yeah, and then for the because it's always about synergy for Shogun. Shogun is always about synergy. Why would I, as a person who's up and coming or going in my nature, why would I try to stomp somebody else down? No, we want to talk. We want to try to engage. We want to try to make everything the best we possibly can. So to the young guys, please just keep, and to the older guys, please keep communicating with each other. Just keep talking with each other. It's great. It's great conversations, honestly. But what was the last one? Like, what was like the last list of that? It was etiquette, advice, funny stories. I mean, honestly, man, anything with, anytime you have that one individual, it's always that one individual that just likes to walk around balls free, lemons free. Just and there's no problem because, again, it's sacred area, it's our area. But it's the manner of going about it. Look, man, you don't need to be doing frog splashes. You don't need to be doing like the...
Dog, that's another thing at the MMA gym or jiu-jitsu gym, dude. Like, I mean, it's one thing to, like, you know, walk to the shower, do your thing, whatever, bro. But there ain't no neat reason to be, like, literally rocking out with your balls out like that, bro.
It's all right. It's reminds me of the old guys in the gym, the meme of that. So, I mean, hey, man. But, again, it's just kind of, I guess, the charm of the locker room. And, you know, I don't know if the women have to deal with it in that world as well. But, yeah, I mean, there's always that one person in that locker room. But, yeah, it's either way, man. Yeah, my biggest thing is just that second part is just advice to the rookies.
Okay, so the last question I got, because we're at time, and I know the Shogun's got places to be and plots to scheme. So if you could pick any one person, don't matter who it is, and he could any time period, any era, or here, I'll throw in, since you're an MMA fan, even fighters, you could have a match with anybody you want. Any time period and any kind of match, anywhere you want. Who would it be and why?
All right, I'm going to give you two fighters. I'm going to give you two people. Well, one fighter, one wrestler. Fighter, for sure. Man, it's okay. Actually, I was about to say for sure, but damn, it's tough because it's between Crow Crop and Mike Tyson. And Mike Tyson. that's got to be crazy, man, just to be in the ring with them. That's gotta be, oh my God. But I will say wrestler, I'm gonna give you two of those two. Great Muda, the Great Muda, ooh, most definitely, man. And
good choice, one of Tony's favorites.
Hey, and Kenta Kobashi.
Look at you, man. Pulling him all the way out.
Man, you already know. I would have put Masawa in there, but I mean, hey, you know, we're going with two on this one. But yeah, those two. Pivotal wise, they're pivotal in building Shogun. Taz is as well. Kurt Angle is as well. But in terms of just the makeup of Shogun, it was a match between Kenta Kobashi and Samoa Joe in Ring of Honor that really inspired me to go forth full force with what I do now.
And well, it sucks that I had to find this all out at the end because I've got a whole list of stuff that I can go off with that. But hey, that's going to bring us plenty of content for the next time. So I want to be respectful of your time, man. Throw your social media out. Let everybody know where they can find you. And hey, we're definitely going to have to bring you back soon. And hopefully next time things will calm down. So I'll have everybody else in here with us as well.
Most definitely. Hey, real quick again, ladies and gentlemen, just Suplex Shogun, shouts out. You can find me on Facebook, type in Jack Stone, find me on YouTube, look at some of great clips of me suplexing all those great wrestlers. And also you can find me on Instagram at Jackson_Stone313 and Jackson_Stone31 for my Twitter.
Hey, man, like I said, we appreciate the Shogun's time. We appreciate you being on the show with us, man. And, hey, we'll definitely have to bring you back. Hell, maybe when we get back at this, maybe we'll get one of these done in person.
Man, we'll get it popping, most definitely. I got some lemonade and a mask for you, buddy.
Hey, I'm with it, bro. I'm always down for some lemonade, especially with how hot it's getting shit.
Hey, just make sure you give me some strawberry lemonade. How about that?
We'll hey, bet. Bet. You got it. Hey, appreciate you as well, brother man.
I know.
The Suplex Shogun, everyone. Make sure you're checking him out. Like I said, he just threw out all his social medias. They'll all be in the links to the comments if you're watching this on YouTube. Like I said, man, great interview. Thank you for your time. I'm really excited to see what he does in Impact. This guy has definitely been making a name for himself here in the Detroit area. And I'm really excited to see what he's going to do now with this newfound opportunity with, you know, I'm really excited to see this newfound opportunity that he has an Impact and what he does with it. Happy birthday, Richard Skith. I don't know if I said that wrong, but happy birthday. We appreciate it. And sorry you're spending your birthday alone, brother man, but we appreciate that you're spending it with us. We talked a little bit about UFC with the Shogun. We had UFC 250 this past weekend. You had a very dominant performance by, obviously, I feel like it's undeniable at this point, but the greatest women's of all time fighter, Amanda Nunes. She had a dominant performance over Felicia Spencer, really just put the work to her, and really, you know, just further cemented why she is the, you know, greatest of all time. You had a nasty knockout by Cody Garbrandt. We'll see if he can come back from it. Sugar Sean O'Malley, man, great performance for him as well. Justin Main, we see you in here as well, brother man. Shogun just got out of here. Another past guest of the show who we're really looking forward to seeing once we can get back to the normalness of everything. So UFC 250, it was a great card. I'm loving seeing these fights. I'm really interested to see how the Fight Island thing is going to play out. I believe we've got a fight night coming this week. And then you had NXT TakeOver In Your House. All in all, I thought that was a great show, but it had its clunks. Like I liked the dynamic between the matches with Keith Lee and Mia Yim versus Johnny Gargano and Candice LeRae. In that match, though, I hated the plexiglass. Like, if they're all standing all together like that, why do you need the plexiglass? Because when he did went to do the pounce on him, it was, it was interesting. But the women's match, the main event, the triple threat between Charlotte Flair, Rhea Ripley, and Io Shirai was a good match. I'm surprised that Io got the win there. All in all, great matches. Another sleeper for me would have been Finn Balor versus Damian Priest. I thought that was a good match. I love to see Finn kind of back strong again, you know, because he had his woes when he got to the main roster. All in all, man, there's a lot of stuff going on here. You'll have to make sure you're checking us out. Make sure you're subscribed on YouTube. We're going to have our prediction videos for the UFC shows coming up. You've got Backlash coming this Sunday. We'll have something with that as well. I just want to say thank you to everybody that was checking us out this week. Shout out to our sponsor, Stransky & Company Realty. If you're in the market for a house, make sure you check them out. All the links to their website are at our website, KL3CPod.com. You can find them at admin@stranskyandcompany.com. Make sure you send them an email. They're the easy button for real estate here, guys. I mean, and everything just got opened back up. You can go check out these open houses. Many of them have been shared off of our page. So make sure you're checking that out. And, you know, before we get out of here, I just want to say thank you guys for checking us out while we've all been in this quarantine. We've had our interviews with guys like Zicky Dice, Chris Van Bleet, and more, and you guys have all showed up and continued to watch us. So I want to say thank you from all the guys for checking us out. Make sure you continue to check us out. And I just want to say, stay safe, everybody, and realize, man, that if we can't come together as a people, man, there's not really going to be a change. You know, right is right and wrong is wrong. And make sure you're looking out for everybody. Stay safe with all this corona stuff. And until next time, make sure you're checking us out on all of our social medias. You can find me at Detroit Knockout, Detroit, N-O-K-O-U-T, KO3CPod, Twitter and Instagram, KO3CPod.com. And until next time, peace.